Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews, die Interviews zur SideCity 2024, direkt aus Frankfurt.
MV aus Belgien ist eine App für iPhones und Android, mit der man ein Foto aufnehmen und sich das Bild beschreiben lassen kann. Die App ist dabei sehr einfach aufgebaut. Zudem kann man Rückfragen stellen und das ganz einfach mit seiner Stimme. Die App kann somit im Alltag vielfältig eingesetzt werden, zum Beispiel um die Nummer eines Busses zu erfahren, Informationen zu Medikamenten und Lebensmitteln zu erhalten oder Texte zu erkennen. Es können hier auch handschriftliche Texte gescannt und vorgelesen werden. Ein besonderes Merkmal der App ist die Erkennung von Emotionen. Zum Beispiel wird sie sagen, dass auf dem Bild vier Personen glücklich aussehen und sich in einer angenehmen Umgebung befinden. Im englischen Interview hört man auch, wie sie ein Foto mit einem abstrakten Gemälde analysiert. Das habe ich aber nicht übersetzt, da dies, denke ich, nur dann aussagekräftig wäre, wenn man die Bildbeschreibung mit einer anderen App vergleichen könnte. Die App verwendet für die Emotionserkennung eine Kombination aus der Bilderkennung von OpenAI und eigener Programmierung, um die gewünschten Informationen zu ermöglichen. Auch soll sich die Ausführlichkeit der Beschreibung in den Einstellungen leicht anpassen lassen. Für die Ansage einer Busnummer zum Beispiel kommt es auf eine kurze, präzise Auskunft an. Bei der Beschreibung eines Kunstobjektes möchte man dagegen sehr ausführlich etwas erfahren. Außerdem wirkt MV damit, dass keine Daten gespeichert werden. Die App MV, EMVI geschrieben, ist seit dem 1. Juni in den deutschen App Stores verfügbar und kann für einen Monat lang kostenlos genutzt werden. Danach fällt ein stolzer Abo-Preis von 50 Euro monatlich oder 500 Euro jährlich an. Und Details könnt ihr jetzt noch weiter im englischsprachigen Interview nachhören.
Now I'm here at MV AI from Belgium.
Yeah, we are from Belgium indeed.
Okay, and you have a new app.
Yes, we have. The MV application is a scene description app that works on the smartphone, iOS or Android. And you can make pictures with the camera on the backend of your phone and ask questions to it. For example, you can use it in daily life. If you take a picture of a bus, you can ask what is the bus number, and he will say, okay, this is bus number 9 going to Frankfurt station, for example. Or if you have medication that is not in the box, you can take a picture of it and ask what kind of medication is this. But also recognizing text, handwritten or printed text. For example, if you have a paper with a phone number, you can take a picture of it and ask what's on the paper, and he will read the phone number. But also if you have taken yogurt out of the fridge, you can take a picture of it and ask what kind of yogurt is it. It will say Greek yogurt or strawberry or things like that. Mm-hmm. But the big difference with other AI applications is we add also emotions to it. So for example, if you take a picture of a painting, or if you import a picture out of WhatsApp, it will not only describe the picture, but also the emotions after it. For example, it's a picture with four people sitting on a table, but the application will also say they look happy, they are in a pleasant environment, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is very short what the application is. But maybe I can show it?
Okay, yeah.
I will open the application. So we always start from a picture. For example, after me there is a painting, an abstract painting. I will take a picture of the painting and ask a question, describe the painting.
Okay. Yeah.
Make picture. Mm-hmm. So now the application opens the camera. I can make a picture. And now I ask, describe the picture.
Is there anything specific you'd like to learn about this image?
So, application say, okay, the picture is in the application. Now I can ask a second question. Describe the painting.
Please wait.
No, we hear a sound for 5 seconds because he need to communicate with the server, and then he will describe the painting.
The painting you've inquired about is an abstract work with broad strokes primarily in shades of blue, gray, and brown. It could be interpreted as a cityscape next to a body of water, with the blues possibly representing the water and the grays and browns suggesting buildings or a skyline. The exact features of the city are not clear, but the painting has a certain fluidity which might evoke a bustling urban area area or a serene, misty waterfront. The overall impression may be calming or introspective due to the use of cool colors and
ambient. The description is very broad, but you can add this in the settings, so you can make it narrower. It depends on the how much information you want to receive.
Okay.
For example, for paintings, maybe you want to receive a lot of information. If it is just the bus, you only want to know, okay, the number and where is the bus going to.
Okay.
So you can adjust this in the settings.
Okay. Yeah. And it works with OpenAI in the background, or what is the model behind this?
Yeah, it's a combination. We use OpenAI, but also own coding. Mm-hmm. And it's the mix of the coding that makes that the app is what it does. So it's a combination of both.
Okay. Can I download the app in Germany with a German Apple ID, or in which country is the app available?
Yeah, you can download it in Germany from the beginning of June.
Okay.
No, the 1st of June it will be available in the German Play Stores.
And I have to pay annual or monthly, or is it a one-time payment, or what does it cost?
Yeah. It's with a monthly payment of 50 euros or 500 euros in a year. And if you download it, you can use it for 1 month for free.
Okay.
So it's with a test period.
Okay. And the data storage is in Belgium, or what about European guidelines for data safety?
Yeah. We don't store data. So
okay.
If you make a picture, you close the app, the picture is also gone.
Okay.
That means also, if you take a picture, for example, in a train station, for example, you want to know where is the train, you can ask a question. Is the train on time? And you go to the train, you cannot ask a second question, because if you close the app, the picture is also gone.
Okay.
You need to make the picture again. The philosophy is, we are not a data company, so we only provide an application, so we don't make space on our server to store all the data.
And I can describe 10 pictures, or 200, or 500, there's no limit.
Yeah, there is no limit.
Okay.
You can use it 50 times a day or 100 times a day, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same price for use.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. And good luck for this product.
No problem. Thank you.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.